Fred Film Radio at the Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Sonia Prosens and Babak Shalali. We're here to present Israel Love and Land in the Festa Mobile Torino Film Lab section. So welcome. And in the case of Babak, welcome back. I'm Fred.
Thank you.
So, first of all, before starting to talk about your experience at Torino Film Lab, I would like you to introduce, to give us a brief introduction of your film. Who wants to start? Babak.
Thank you for having us. My film is called Land, and I developed it through the Torino Film Lab several years ago. And it's a story that takes place in a Native American reservation. It's a contemporary story about a family of Native Americans and their relationship with a bordering town outside the reservation, and also with the U.S. military, and told through the experiences of three brothers in this family.
My film is called History of Love. It talks about a girl and her family who deal with the loss of a person they loved. We are with them in this tragic moment of in their lives when they were supposed to be the closest to each other, but they are completely alienated.
Sonia, let me start with you. I listened to the press conference today, and I know that you wanted to do another film before this, but then Israel Love happened, and happened also because of the Torino Film Lab. So could you describe us, like, your path through to the film?
I was developing this film in Torino Film Lab. But afterwards, I wrote another script, which was from the director's point of view, I would say, not so demanding as this one. Mm-hmm. And this is why I wanted to make another film before that. And while I was shooting my first film, The Tree, during the shooting, a member of my family was dying. So, and it was a difficult time, and I started to think about how difficult it is to find, you know, space to mourn in today's society with this underlying demand that all the time we have to be happy and we have to create content that is feel good, and we ourselves have to become content like this in a way. So this is why I decided I really want to make this film now and not wait any longer.
How did the Torino Film Lab help you through this process? How essential was it?
In the process of writing, of course, it opened up new possibilities. It helped me to develop the script, the story, to decide how I want to tell it, how I want to treat it. Afterwards, when we already shot the film and were in editing, we came back to the coming soon section. And I think this also helped us to, let's say, to show the people that now we have something, that we are close to finish the film.
Babak, your film on paper seemed very difficult. I mean, so international in a lot of ways. So how did you end up in Torino Film Lab? How did the Torino Film Lab help you to realize it and to direct it finally?
Well, we went through several co-production markets and things like that throughout the course of making the film. But the first, I guess, one of the first steps was Torino Film Lab. And when we started the Torino Film Lab, it was purely an Italian production. Mm. The way it helped was, you know, just spending that, I guess, the calendar year, but it's really, I think, 7-8 months the lab takes place in. The consultants, the people, the feedback you got from your fellow filmmakers was very beneficial in helping the script move forward. And also in the meetings we had in Torino with other co-producers and sales agents. And then we were lucky enough to win an award there, which gave the project some confidence, and other people, it gave other people confidence in the project too. And eventually we met our Dutch co-producers and our French producer and Mexican co-producers. So with Torino, it just kind of got the ball rolling on the project, you know, to move it forward. And then we also came back for work in progress, the coming soon section. And while I was still shooting, actually, after a week of shooting, my producer came here with the footage we had. Mm. So that, you know, showed that, okay, they're making, the film is actually being made. And so it was, I mean, overall, it worked in two ways, the Torino Film Lab. It gave you a space and a group of people helping you to make the project more complete, more advanced, more developed. And on another level, it helped on the production side with introducing the project to other producers and other people working in the industry to see if they want to collaborate on the project or not.
It's a question I'm curious about. You know, the creative process in general is always, at least I feel like it, a very intimate one. It's you with your ideas and the things you want to express. So how difficult it is, if it's difficult, to submit your film to a lab like Torino Film Lab, have people around you, even specialized people, to tell you what is good and what is wrong, and to tell you to maybe erase a part or change it?
I think cinema is a lot about taste, and it's subjective. I don't think there's essentially wrong and right. So of course, you know, even in a lab, you're not going to find people who have the exact same sensibilities as you, who have the same taste as you, who have, you know. So the idea is whether, okay, in this type of film that you're making, if they can be open enough to accept the fact that that's probably maybe a different type of cinema you're interested in, and help you move it forward in the best way possible. But it's never a situation where, you know, in a lot of ways, for example, I went to film school, and I think one of the problems with film schools in general is that, yeah, you can teach people how to make films like you can teach people anything, but it is so subjective, and
one is a technical part, and the other, yes.
Yeah, it's about so much about taste and everything that it's difficult to really, not just for the filmmakers, but the people who are talking about your films. I think both sides is difficult to see what advice you can give and what advice is really beneficial and what is just not in that way. So
I agree, I think it's important what you said. The tutors are not instructors who tell you this is wrong, this is right. It's Torino Film Lab and similar workshops or platforms are just giving you space where you can think about new possibilities, because you have the opportunity to talk about them with people who are also writing their own things. So it's not in sense of, like you said, film school, like this is the right path to go. It gives you opportunity to explore and feel safe when you are doing that, and I think this is really good. But also you have to be really careful, like you mentioned, what you accept. You cannot just take ideas and then the film is not yours anymore. It just becomes an eclectic, I don't know what. You have to also be careful.
Sonia, with Israel Love, you went to Carlo Vivari, Babak went to Berlinale with Land. What's next for you with these films and also with your next projects?
The film travels around the globe. It is shown at different festivals. And while I was editing the film in Norway last year, I actually had a lot of time there. It was the rainiest city in Norway, Bergen. So I wrote another script, and I received project development funding for it. So when I sent it back to Slovenia to our production company, they were a bit shocked, and they said, but this is a comedy, although a black comedy, you know, not expecting it from me. But, you know, I think Norway did this to me, so This is a project that we are developing now, but of course it will have, I think already, I can say now, again, unconventional storytelling and formal approaches and so on.
And me, I'm written a script that takes place in Italy. I'm currently in Rome, based in Rome, for a while we move that project forward.
So next interview we will do it in Italian.
Hopefully, yes. I'm learning Italian too, so that's
okay. Sonia Frosens, Babak Shalali, good luck with your films Israel, Love and Land for your future projects. I really hope to meet you again on FRED.
Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.